are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Welcome back to Mid-Morning Empowerment. The time is 11 minutes past 11 here on Adventist World Radio, powered by Yona. SID Media. We do have Pastor Munga on the line. We are getting into our feature, Deep Dive, Balancing Self-Sacrifice and Self-Care, the Myth of Burnout for God. Pastor, good morning.
Good morning, my sister. How are you today and our listeners?
I am very well, thank you, my pastor. And how are you?
Doing great.
Thank you so much, my pastor. Before we get into our conversation, can you pray for us?
Sure. We thank you, our Lord and our Savior, for giving us a moment to be in your presence. As we go into this conversation, we pray that you may guide us, that you, at the end, we'll be closer to you than before. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, my pastor. Let's get into our conversation for today. We are looking at balancing self-sacrifice and self-care, the myth of burnout for God. So in Christian circle, we often praise the ones who are always there, tirelessly serving, giving, showing up, even when they are running on empty. But is spiritual exhaustion a badge of honor or a red flag? Jesus served others, yes, but he also retreated, rested, and recharged. Maybe burnout isn't a sign of faithfulness, but of forgetting boundaries. Sure. What does scripture say about the rest, about rest and balance in life of a believer?
Thank you very much. Right from the creation, in Genesis chapter 2, verse 1 to 3, we find that when God ended the creation, he rested. And then he commanded the human race to also rest, which is the weekly Sabbath that we should observe today. And that's a provision for rest and balance. You do your work for 6 days, and at the end of the week, you rest. Even during the course of the day, you have got your 8 hours of working or whatever shift, but at the end, you rest. So, and this is the pattern that we find in the Bible. You work and you rest. And what does this do? It reminds you and I that we are human beings, not human doings. Because at times we call ourselves as if you are a human doing. You are a machine. But we need the rest. We need to balance. Work and rest. And we see this right from Genesis and up to Revelation. There is that aspect of working and also resting. And it is health for us.
Right. And how can burnout negatively affect your witness or ministry impact?
Thank you. Maybe we can define burnout.
Right.
Burnout is a state of emotional, mental and physical exhaustion resulting from prolonged exposure to workplace stress. And what are the effects of this system burnout? Energy depletion. Your energy is depleted. Like you're driving a car on empty. Right. It may go with the momentum of it when it had fuel. But even the sound changes, and some parts in it will be worn out. So we have got our energy that will be depleted. And then also, you have reduced professional efficiency, reduced performance, in other words. When you have got this burnout, you cannot perform the way you can perform. And it will show the people who are out there that you are ministering to, they will see that you are tired, that this person standing in front of us is exhausted. So meaning you won't enjoy the work, they will also not enjoy the work. So both have lost.
Powerful one, my pastor. And why do some Christians feel guilty for taking a break? Yo, ish, this one.
For sure, I was reading Luke chapter 10,
all right,
verse 38 to 42, where Jesus visits this family and finds two ladies, Martha and Mary. And the two do opposite. Mary sits at the feet of Jesus, and Martha occupies herself to serving, preparing food, running to and fro, until she complains, tells Jesus, "Tell my sister to come and help. Let her come to my aid." And Jesus says, "This your sister. She has chosen the best thing, to sit at the feet of Jesus." So some of us Christians, we have got confused priorities. We want to go ahead of the owner of the work. We want Jesus to follow us. We want to go ahead of him. And we confuse activity for productivity. Having a lot of activity may not mean that you are productive.
Right.
You have at times confused priorities. Your table is full. Your trays are full. The in and out are full. But that is not right. So we need our priorities to be right. And when our priorities are right, we know that this is what I can do for today. The others can do. Because there are times also, when you feel you want to do everything, you have got the FOMO, fear of missing out. You attend this event, you attend that event, you feel you can be everywhere, like air. So we need to learn to sit before we go.
Right.
And this is the lesson that God teaches us. Before we go to work for him, we have to sit at his feet. Look at Jesus. His ministry was 3.5 years. How long did it take to prepare? 30 years. You don't hear anything in the 30 years of his life. You just hear the 3.5 years. So we also need to take a leap from there.
Right.
That we need time to sit down, put our priorities right.
Right.
And the rest must also be a priority.
Mfundisi, some people can confuse taking a break taking a break and leaving the church. So let me just say, maybe there are things that are bothering you and you feel like you need a break, like a break, right? You heard my word, a break from going to church. And then,
I'm listening.
And then some people will confuse taking a break with leaving the church. So how do we differentiate the two? Leaving the church and taking a break.
Actually, you are not leaving the church. You are leaving a particular individual you don't like in church.
Okay.
Or a particular group of people. And this is not only, it's not only at church, even in the places of work. Research shows that people who leave work, people who resign from company, they resign because they are toxic people in that organization.
True.
So it's not the organization they leave. It's the people they leave in that organization. So even when someone says, "Let me take a break from church," you are taking a break from Pastor Munga. So that means the break may not solve your problem.
Sure.
Because when you come from the break, you'll find me.
Again.
And I may not even know that I'm hating you.
Hey. Yeah, powerful one, my pastor. And now let me bring you to this one. I remember when I was very tired. And that day I said, "Yo, you know what? Today I'm not going to church. I just want to take a break." And my friend said, "You are not taking a break. You are resting." Because you always say, we're supposed to rest on Sabbath. We need to go to church. That's how we rest, right? And then why are you saying you are taking a break because you are resting. Was I wrong for using the word break?
It may mean one or the same thing. Taking a break, resting are the same thing.
Okay.
I've done it several times. On the Sabbath, I remember one time I had gone to the, went to the farm, the funeral, come back exhausted on a Friday.
Mm.
I say, if I go to church, I'll be dozing or sleeping in church.
True.
Why can't I rest from home? So I was at home the whole day. The family went to church, but I took a break in your head. But if you take a break now for a month or two, that one becomes an issue now.
Right.
Yes.
All right, my pastor, thank you so much for that. And how can church culture better support healthy boundaries for its leaders and members?
Thank you. We need to give space to our leaders outside working hours or when they're on leave.
Space.
Yes, you need to give me space.
Okay. Okay.
When I say I'm on leave,
right?
I'm on leave. Just like you are on leave.
Right.
A certain elder in one church was shocked when I announced that I was going on leave.
Mm.
Say, do pastors also go on leave?
I'm shocked.
I said, oh, at your place of work, don't you go on leave? He said, no, for us it's okay. But for a pastor.
Ish.
So we are human beings too.
True.
Who also need to go on leave. And the pastors have been ranked out as they're in a category of people who usually face burnout.
Mm.
And a lot of stress. Because the weekend that you are talking about, the Sabbath you are talking about, when you are resting, we are active.
Mm.
You have to do this, you have to do that. So, and also there's the time to knock off. I was called, it should be a month ago, in the middle of the night, someone was sick. Say, please, this is I'm staying with your church member. And he's very sick. And it's in the middle of the night.
So funny to see. I have a question from one of our listeners here. Oti.
Yes, please.
Hi, Bomfundis. How can you leave Inkonzo and take a break and say you are taking a leave? What will happen to the sheep of God? Oh, no. Our network. Come on. All right. I'm really enjoying this conversation with Pastor Munga. Right. We'll try to get him back on the line. It seems like he's having troubles with his network. All right. Let's take a short break. Just a short break. And then we'll try to get home.
I can get you now.
All right. He's back on the line. Right, Mfundisi. I was saying, I was reading the comment here saying, hi, Mfundisi, leave Nkonzweni. How can you take leave Nkonzweni? What will happen to the sheep of God?
the question is that, now, what is the suggestion?
Okay.
To the pastor working 365 days in the year. So we have to come to that hard reality.
Mm.
That a pastor is a human being.
Right.
When the pastor is stressed, he will not be productive.
Mm.
And it's not even easy for us to reconcile with that. And even when you say you are on leave, some people even are happy. Say, then this is the time I can see you. Because now you're on leave. Meaning you are very burnt out to everyone and to everything.
Mm-hmm.
So even for us, it's not easy. Even when I told that you have to go on leave, because there are certain things you feel you have to do.
Right.
So we just have to set this boundary, which are health. It's not easy.
Right.
But we have to do it.
Now I understand why we have this thing called pastor's retreat. Now I understand it. You need a break. You need to rest. You need to recharge. I understand you, Mfundis. Right. Before I let you go, I have one last question for you, my pastor. In what ways did Jesus model both service and self-care?
Yeah, I see it a lot in Mark chapter 4, where we find Jesus is in a boat, he gets a pillow, and he sleeps. He has been doing a lot of work, but he takes a break to sleep. At one time, he also called the disciples, come aside by yourselves to a deserted place and rest for a while. And that is very important. And the Bible gives a reason there. There were many coming and going, and they did not have time to eat. There are certain times where you are overwhelmed. You have to do this, you have to do that. You don't even have time to eat. But Jesus told the disciples, come aside by yourselves, leave the multitude, rest a while, have some time to eat. So no wonder you talked about, for sure, those retreats that we have from time to time. Except now technology, he makes it as if you have to be available all the time.
Right.
You have the time, you have got the phone, messages are coming, emails, calls, and they flood you. You are on a retreat. Again, you don't feel right as the, let me close the phone, close the laptop, but you have to keep communicating.
Right.
So that balance is not easy, but we need it.
Powerful one, my pastor. I hope Abazalwane, they were listening. It's not taking a break, guys. It's not taking a leave.
And actually, I'll be on leave from 9th of this month up to 29th.
Right.
So I have all the time for the interviews you want.
Oh, amen. Fundis. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much, my pastor. Hey, I am so lucky. I've been wanting to have a conversation with you privately, but yay, yeah, finally. Thank you so much, my pastor.
You're most welcome.
Before I let you go, my pastor, can you close for with a word of prayer?
Thank you. We thank you, Lord, for this conversation. There are a lot of us who find in situations that of Martha, being busy, doing your work, forgetting to care for ourselves. Remind us each and every day to do what is not easy for us. Take time to rest. Because our bodies are the temples of the Holy Spirit. Help us and help us now. Bless our listeners. Bless our presenter. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, my pastor. Have a beautiful day.
You're most welcome, and our listeners, God bless you.
Amen. To our listeners at home, Izanje, to our pastors, Mina, Nama pastors, and to our listeners at home, that was Pastor Munga talking to us about balancing self-sacrifice and self-care, the myth of burnout for God. What a powerful and beautiful conversation, right? Hey, Nkosiyami, ngiyazi ukuthi I'm not alone. I have my messages abizathi. I really love Pastor Munga. Yeah.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.